This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First things first, as we turn to the technology news of the day and the big Apple conference that got going in San Francisco this morning. Number one, there's no iPhone 5 yet. There are going to be some new MacBooks. And as rumor had it last week or so, new software that kicks Google Maps out to the curb. And that might actually be the most interesting story in mobile technology right now. The Hatfield and McCoy thing that Apple and Google have going on right now, which is to say between the iPhone and smartphones using Google's Android operating system. Marketplace's Quinn Akim reports that feud is as much about culture as it is technology.
Remember those old TV commercials about Mac and PC? Mac's the easygoing cool guy in the t-shirt, jeans, and sneakers.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And PC's the pudgy, pasty guy in the ill-fitting sports coat, khakis, and loafers.
And I'm a PC.
Well, this tech boom, there's a similar culture war being waged in big cities across America. Only this one is about smartphones. And Apple has a new rival, Google's Android. In the U.S., Android has about 50% of the market, while iPhone has around 30%. I went out to observe the warring tribes in their urban habitat in Berkeley.
I almost assume that everybody has an iPhone. And then when they don't, I'm surprised.
What runs through your mind when they don't?
They're not cool. Or they can't afford it.
Sony Balcazar is an admin assistant and actress. She's with her boyfriend, Alex Garcia, who's an Android user. And this is causing a little tension. Garcia says iPhone users are too cultish.
It's a little too much. I don't want to develop a friendship with my phone where like my phone's like my new girlfriend.
And what do you think of Android users?
What? Who? There are still Android users?
You can't blame her for falling for Garcia. He's 30, storybook tall, dark, and handsome, and in a stylish designer-looking shirt, which, according to one market study, doesn't fit the profile of your typical Android user. Androids are huge among teens, and the guys live in t-shirts, jeans, and sneakers. For more insight into the Android user, I turn to John Gargiulo, the head of marketing at BlueStacks. It's a startup that caters to Android users, and so part of his job is to understand them.
If you're standing in Muncie, Indiana, you're more likely to be surrounded by people using Android devices.
Gargiulo says that the average Android user isn't as affluent as the iPhone user, and that more men use Androids than women.
Politically pretty conservative, certainly more so than iPhone users, with a slightly larger than average head, according to what they've reported.
Can you spot an iPhone user?
You can try.
But can you?
Oh, can I? If there's a 27-year-old, beautiful, super stylish girl by the pool in Palm Springs, there's a much higher chance she's using an iPhone.
And looking at Gargiulo's head, which is pretty normal, I figured out he's an iPhone user. In San Francisco, I'm Quinn Akim for Marketplace.